Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, watch this.
All right. Hilarious.
Windex starts working even before you wipe for a superior streak-free shine.
Let's do it again.
Windex, a superior streak-free shine.
My friends, they all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. My friends, they all told me, man, there's something gonna change your life. Gotta have that brown sugar, man, it's just gonna change my life. Man, I got to have that brown sugar, man, it's just gonna make me feel so right.
I'm
peace and blessings to Africa, better known as Akubaland. Peace and blessings to Turtle Island, better known as America. Peace and blessings to the world. You're now on the front porch with Sister Bessie out of Lagos, Nigeria. Dial 516-453-9133. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, the title of my show is Hidden Knowledge, Hidden Truth, Hidden Lies, Hidden Matrix. Open up your eyes. This is my poem for this evening. My poem is called I Am. I'm that little girl that grew up in the South, that had to wash clothes with a scrub board in a small wooden house. Feeding the chickens, my grandma said, that's your role. I listen and never fold. My clothes came from the thrift store. Sometimes they had holes. At times, served sandwiches did we eat on bread rolls. I wore shoes sometimes for up to a year. Going to school on a dirt road, a long, long walk. As I think of those days, it's now brings me smiles to my face, 'cause it made me who I am today. Yes, I was poor. I'm still poor. But I always had the Creator to wipe my tears before they fell on the floor. My mother left me when I was only two. When she did that, I thought my life was through. And that's the truth. The books caught my eye. I began to read and would smile. That's no lie. I experienced a lot of pain, but I'm thankful to be able to speak to the world and stop many from tears of rain. And later on in the years, I fought many battles that would make many minds rattle. I'm still in wonder of the universe that led me to you, and how I overcame the hate of others and hate of myself. Yes, I fought a war that was against my very soul. Now I realize I'm no longer powerless. I am power. I am the lie destroyer. I am power. This is who I am. Peace and blessings, everyone. I have a statement that I would like to say to everyone. Throughout human history, as our species has faced the frightening, terrorizing fact that we don't know who we are or where we are going in this ocean of chaos, it has been the authorities, the political, the religious, the educational authorities who attempted to comfort us by giving us order, rules, regulations, forming in our minds their view of reality. To think for yourself, you must question authority and learn how to put yourself in a state of vulnerable openness. Chaotic, confused, vulnerability to inform yourself. Said by Timothy Leary. Brothers and sisters, I will be talking about worship. Do you know the truth of who you're worshiping? Is Jesus really the Savior of the world? Is he the Son? Let's find out. What does understand mean? It means to stand under the surface of the subject. Why are the religions of the world worshiping the sun? This I found in the Bible. As many of you know, I call the Bible the Bible, because you're liable when you read it. In 1 Corinthians, it makes these statements. It says, and if Christ not be not risen, Then is our preaching in vain, and your faith is also in vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of the Creator, because we have testified of the Creator that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your iniquity. Well, it says sin there, but I put the word iniquity. Vain, not yielding the desired outcome, fruitless, lacking substance, or worse, conceited, foolish, to no avail, without success, disrespectful manner. Iniquity, wickedness, sinfulness, grossly immoral act. You may also look up the true origins of the word sin. Sin is a word that derives from a moon god that was known in the Arab world. This story of Jesus is a story that was told all over the world for thousands of years. There are about 35 known Christ in the world, taught throughout history. This story has been referred to as astrotheology, dealing with the stars, the moon, and the sun. They claim that this story is the greatest story ever told. Let's find out why and why we have been lied to are on an alarming scale. There is a warning in the Bible. It warns us that before you lay a foundation, you must find out what the foundation rests on. Is it a rock or is it sand? This is the fact that you must stand on the foundation to get true understanding. Where religion came from, how certain religions came into being, and who are connected to them. To understand the lie, we must go to the history of man some 10,000 years ago. According to many writings on this subject, man had fear and wonder for nature and heaven. Man had struggled to find food or become a meal himself from the animals around him. The information we have is minimal concerning primitive man. One thing is, the more we change, the more we stay the same. No matter what man does to change things of the world, our actions stay the same. Man has been afraid of the dark for many of years. When light comes, man's emotions change. In the dark, in prehistory, it was a life and death struggle, as it is the same today. Man has always searched for the Creator, and when he couldn't get answers, he created his own beliefs. All the teachings of theology mostly came from the Western world. Astrotheology, the worship of the heavens and what was shown in the heavens, the planets, the stars, the moon, and the sun. In the beginning, man's enemy was darkness. So far, man, the greatest gift from the heavens was the sun. For man, the greatest gift from the heavens was the sun, the light of day. All theology was developed in the northern hemisphere. This is the oldest story of the beginning of the worship of the heavens. That is most respected around the world. The oldest religious concept in history of the earth is the idea of war between the heavenly light and the evil darkness, which is the prince of darkness. and Jesus as the light. The moon and the sun, Jesus is the sun and the moon is the devil. Like the yin and the yang symbol, or the chess game, black and white board, and the players of the game is black and white. The war is the 12 hours of darkness and 12 hours a day. The black against the white, like the racism in the world, as the black race always fighting against the white man. Also, you have the earth is in darkness, and the other half is in the light. Continuous war going on from the moon and the sun. Even on some churches, you find images of the moon and the sun. Also on certain religious temples. In the Bible, it calls Jesus the Son of Righteousness. S-U-N. Malachi 4:2, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son, S-U-N, of righteousness arise with the healing in his wings. Did you know that that scripture was there? And there are scriptures that speak of people worshiping the sun and the heaven, a sun, the light of the world. And many of the European castles have this symbol on them, are portrayed in the grass on the ground. You can look at some of the clothing they wear with the symbol is displayed also. You will find it on the shields of war. This symbol also represented in the crucifixion story of the crown of thorns, which is still the sun with rays. This symbol is all over Rome's church, even in their statues, even outside the Vatican's large wheel, outside the Vatican's window with the phallus in the middle of it. The symbol is also in Jerusalem. The symbol with the wheel on the outside of the Vatican with the phallus, Egyptian phallus. The wheel is a sun symbol. Also, it is represented in another religion with many of their followers walking in a complete circle. The symbol is also in corporate logos, like, for example, Preferred Hospice. This worship of the sun forms the basis of modern-day Christianity and many other faiths today. Listen to the scripture said by whoever one called Jesus. When Jesus spoke against the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. Listen, but will have the light of life. This is a metaphor for the sun, in which a lot of religions pray during the rising of the sun or the going down of the sun. People also lift their hands in reference to the sun, but many have no idea that this is what they're doing. Many think it's in reverence to the Creator, but the religions of the world has been worshiping the sun. Why does a lot of religions have the sun in the back of their images? Are behind Jesus. Even the Hindu religion has this image. This symbol is also in the Orthodox churches. There are still rituals done around the sun symbol, even in the U.S. I like to finish what I'm saying before I accept calls, please. I hope everybody can understand that I would like to get my message out. This is some deep doo-doo. We've been hoodwinked and bamboozled. You tell me if we are worshiping the Creator. Why is the people of this planet is filled with so much greed, hatred, murder, wars, pedophilia, child trafficking, women trafficking, violence, rage, and murder all over this planet? Because those that are in charge are not worshiping the Creator, but the damn sun. The world, we are, the world is worshiping the sun. You have committed your mind to the greatest deception possible in the mind of man. This is why we are messed up. Believe me, there is in place by an organization of religions that will put in place worship of nothingness to control the minds of men to take people off the planet, straight to hell. Caller number one, peace and blessings.
Hi, am I caller number one?
Yes, you are. All right, here we go.
All right, hi there. How are you, Bessie?
Hi, peace and blessings, my sister. How are you?
Hi. So I have a show also. I'm a new host with Beverly Nation, and it's so nice to hear your voice. You have a wonderful speaking voice. I love listening to you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Do you
have... My grandmother's name was Bessie, and my daughter was named after her, and so she has a name that's similar to Bessie in our native language. So it's interesting that tonight's the night I could call in for you. So I just wanted to support you and wish you much luck and blessings on your show.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Could you tell us when your next show is and your name, please,
yes,
sweetheart?
Sure. My name is Ava. The show is The Casual Chat with Ava Holly, and it's on, I believe it's the first Wednesday of every month, so the next show will be October 6th.
Okay, thank you. Nice to meet you.
Oh,
wonderful.
Nice to
and
meet
welcome
you, too.
To the
God bless you.
Here. Yes,
thank
welcome
you.
To
God
the
bless
family.
You.
All
righty. Take care now.
This symbol was used in Egypt, better known as Kemet. It is also known as the petroglyph, sun symbol. Also, the Nazis used this same symbol to further their reign of terror along with Nazi symbols that was also used around the world before they got hold of it. The swastika also represented the sun. All in Rome, you will find the symbol of the sun. The worship of the sun has been worship in ancient days around the world and still is being done today. When the sun would rise, it was referred as our risen Savior. You know what? I was so angry when I found out that we have been tricked into worshiping the sun. You go around a lot of the temples around the world, a lot of the churches, they either got a fish on it, they got the sun symbol, they got the cross with the sun in the middle of it, they got their statues with rays of sun around them. Did you know that you are actually worshiping the sun? I couldn't understand why I stopped saying the name of Joshua, Jesus, I meant. Because when I went back in history and I found out in 325 AD, they had a meeting in Rome and they decided on the name of Christianity that would represent Christianity. And the name was called Jesus in 325 AD. So you had a priest there that was named Arius that disputed them and said, nobody's not going to believe that story and that name. So they came up with the name. And many people around the world today say it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that they changed the color of this man. It doesn't matter about the name. If his true name was Yahshua, Pandera, it don't matter. So who are you worshiping? Are you worshiping the Creator? Or are you worshiping the Son? I found out why you don't know this. You know, why I didn't know this. It almost destroyed my heart when I found out. When I started going back and doing research and finding all these images of the sun, if the sun doesn't rise, we are dead in 3 weeks. We have been given our souls to a creation, not the Creator. This is why many are worn within themselves and the planet. People bowing and worshiping the sun to the east, worshiping at the rising of the sun. Excuse me. On the sun walls, on some of the churches in the ceiling, you have the sun in the ceiling, on the altar, in a lot of the churches in Europe. Let's talk about the chosen people of God who claim to be the chosen people of God. Are they really chosen? If they also have the images of the sun in their temple? Let's see about this. Now, according to the doctrines, is that Yahweh, YHWH, or Jehovah, is the only God to the universe and to them. According to these chosen people of God, these two names are the only legitimate God that exists. And he has only one race of people on the earth. And according to them, they are those people. There are countless articles pertaining to the subject of ancient Hebrews worshiping the sun and the new chosen people also worshiping the sun. Here are two examples. Biblical Archaeology Review on page 52, Yahweh worship as the sun. Article. Number two, another article in the same magazine, The Age of Bar, Helios in the Synagogue. It said that the sun god was a popular subject in the ancient synagogues and mosaic. Helios was a Greek god pulling the sun across the sky in a chariot, and around him was all the signs of the zodiac. Have we been worshiping the sun and the stars? You know, right in Philadelphia, we have the astrology wheel right in Philadelphia. And it may be in some other government buildings that we have. In some of the old ruins, you can find the symbol of the sun. Another book is Yahweh and the Sun. And blessings, caller number two.
Good evening.
Hi. Evening. Peace and blessings.
How are you, Sister Bessie? This is Jared, the Gifted One Thomas, calling from Shreveport, Louisiana, with a little tea time. How are you, Queen Sister?
Hi, my brother. How are you doing?
I am well. I am well. I'm listening to the show tonight, and I'm definitely enjoying the conversation that you are having. And I'm just going to keep on keeping on listening. You keep on keeping on doing the work, Queen Sister. I love the topic tonight. I love the content of the show. And you keep doing the work.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too. Now, my brother, tell us when your show is coming on.
My next show will be 4 weeks from this past Tuesday. So the next one should be October the 5th. And I definitely am looking forward to my next show. And I definitely would love for you guys to tune in. 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some tea time with me, Jerick, the gifted one, Thomas. I love you, Sister Bessie, Queen Sister, and you and keeping on.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Peace and blessings to you. Now, brothers and sisters out there in the world, it's time for a track from my brother, O. Hi, peace and blessings. Welcome to the front porch. This is Sister Bessie. Caller number 3. Who am I speaking with?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Oh, hey.
Tyson. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm just fine, Brother Hooney. How are you?
Oh, it's not Hooney.
Oh, it's not?
It's Mr.
Okay.
Automatic Charismatic.
Oh, hi, Charismatic. How are you?
Fine. And if I introduce myself, I did create the website for O&E.
Oh, yes.
Network.
Yes.
And I'm going to be working behind the scenes. I'm not going to do any, if I do any shows, it's going to be on my network, but I want to be working, putting shows on the website. So I'm going to be working on a website as soon as I get everything together.
Yes.
That's what
Thank
I
you,
do.
Thank you, brother. Do you have any opinion on my conversation tonight, my show?
I just want to say that the truth needs to be heard. You know, when I look at religion and stuff like that, you know, I'm a Christian man, but I look at it in a different way. I look at it a different asset.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, and I'll say it, and I'll say it again. I don't look for a white man for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
If you read Revelations 15:17, it won't say white man. It's not even a white man. His hair was gray, white as snow.
Mm-hmm. White as wool, eyes of fire, feet of brass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Burning bread.
That's not a description of no white man. I feel like
Correct.
This. When I see, look at the scripture, religion was taught to be better slaves, especially Christianity, was
mm-hmm.
used for slavery. It was a weapon instead
mm-hmm.
of a blessing. And
yes.
Because even the devil knows the Bible. So those devils, you know, people will try to trick you and won't tell you the truth. And they'll consider you an enemy when you are able to open up your eyes, like Malcolm X opened his eyes and to the real truth, like you are teaching the truth tonight. So people will see you as the enemy because you're going against the grain. You're speaking your story, not his story.
Yes. Oh, thank you,
so
brother.
I commend you for that.
Thank you so much, brother. I thank you for coming on. I love what your comment, and I thank you for your support. Hello, brother. Okay.
All right, come on, Bessie. We got other callers. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Caller number 4, peace and blessings. You're now on with the front porch. Peace and blessings to you. Who am I speaking with? Caller number 4.
Okay. Caller number 4, you there? All right, we're going to put that person back on ice, and we're going to continue your transcript right now, Sister Bessie, right here on ONE.
Yes. Brothers and sisters out there in the world, you know, I am not and I do not belong to a religion. I believe in the Creator, but I don't believe a lot of lies that has been told of us. You know, when I take a look at the Taliban and what they have done over there to the women, you got the women walking around like they're in sacks. You got them covered, but you're still abusing them. And you're claiming that you are a God man. I'm seeing a lot of things in religion when they're claiming that they're worshiping God. You're murdering, killing innocent people, innocent children in the name that you claim you worship God. And that's what a lot of our religions have done, shed blood around the world in the name of God. Are they really worshiping the Creator? When they steal women, they steal children, teenage girls, so they could be raped or married, steal them from their family, you worshiping God. The woman was made for you to stand beside you, not behind you. But most of the religions of the world today place harm on women. And mankind You would not be on this planet if it wasn't for a woman, because that navel connects you to that woman. How dare you treat another person, a woman, as beneath you when she is the one that gave you life in this world? It's a disgrace. It's a dishonor to the Creator. And those that claim that they're worshiping the Creator and do evil and lie, many of the ministers don't even tell the truth what's in the book because they're getting money from the government. Peace and blessings. Caller number four. Peace and blessings. Caller number four.
Hi, Sister Bessie.
Hi, sweetheart. Who am I speaking with?
It's E. Davis.
Oh, hi, sugar. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm listening to the show. You got a lot to say. Very interesting.
Thank you. So what do you think?
It's going to be called Sister Bessie on the corner, not on the front porch. She's speaking on the corner.
Yes. So what's your opinion?
I mean, I definitely agree with you that people are using the Bible for their own good, and they're using it to manipulate and to destroy nations and to harm women, to enslave people. That's, you know, that's what the white man did, and, you know, definitely in the South. You know, when people say it's the white man's religion, I get your viewpoint. You know what I mean? I am a Christian, but the Bible also says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So you got to study from Genesis all the way to Revelations to really understand what the word of God is saying. And Jesus is the advocate. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So no man can come to the Father but through me. So when you are praying, long as you say in Jesus' name, that's the seal of approval for God to hear your blessing.
Yes. But what can I ask you a question? What if his name was not Jesus? What if his name was another name? Do you think that the Most High wants you to pray and is not the person that he sent?
Well, because Jesus was a Jew, his name was pronounced in the Hebrew format. It was Americanized for us to understand it.
That, do you know there was no J in the Hebrew language?
Right. That's why I said it was Americanized for us. It was for our understanding. So the J is silent or is pronounced differently than how we were taught in the schools.
Yes. Well, from my understanding, I love you. You know, everyone has their own way of thinking, but they have went all around the world. They have stolen artifacts. They have stolen scrolls. And, you know, I believe that if we as people don't think that man can lie on the Creator, we're delusional.
Man can definitely lie on the Creator because because man is of sinful nature. That's why you need to study the word of God, rightly dividing the word of truth. Don't just take man's interpretation. You have to study for yourself. The Bible says work out your own salvation through fear and trembling.
That's right. That's right. Well, I love you dearly, and I thank you for your opinion. And could you give us our show, your show, please?
Yes, ma'am. My show will be on, I believe, September 30th, Strictly Business with E. Davis.
All right. Thank you, my dear.
Great night.
Thank you. Brothers and sisters, you have another opinion out there. If you have an opinion, call in and talk to me. That's what I love. Okay, I'm going to continue. The wheel cross, a circle with a cross in it. The wheel cross was represented as the sun cross. Odin's cross on the wooden cross, the symbol came from the Nordic god called Odin and the Tuonic Wotan, or Woden, was the supreme god of the Nordic religion before Christianity. Odin was the god of art, culture, and warfare. There's a stone that is 12,000 years old that has the symbol on it, and it is from Sweden. This symbol is all around the world. The sun. This is why you have the story of Constantine, who became a Christian by looking up in the sky to see the sun cross. There's another carving of the symbol in Denmark that is over 2,000 years old. Rome also used this symbol in their religion. Also, European royalty, government around the world used this symbol. So we have religions around the world using the symbol of the sun. When they prayed to the rising of the sun and the going down of the sun. This goes deeper because a lot of things that we are being told, even when they did, they had the symbols of the fish. People were driving around with the symbols of the fish. The symbol of the fish means the Pisces. But the Christian church took it as meaning as something spiritual and religious. Peace and blessings. Caller number 5. Hi. Caller number 5. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, sweetheart.
I am enjoying your conversation and the way that you are breaking things down. I truly, I came in whenever you were talking to E. Davis and you were asking what about if his name wasn't Jesus. So I missed some of your earlier segments. But whenever you say, what about if his name wasn't Jesus, are you referring to how some people say Yeshua or Yahweh, or
yes,
they have a different name of addressing Jesus?
Yes. We know if you go back and study in 325 A.D., that's how the name of Jesus came, in a Roman meeting in 325 A.D. You have to go back and read the story. And they changed the name. That wasn't his name. He was Hebrew. He was not Jewish. That's the thing. He was Hebrew. And from my understanding, when I went back to the studies, his name was Yeshua, not Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to deceive mankind, you can have them worship someone else rather than the person that it's supposed to be.
So then question there. So, because I'm here just understanding, because I want to see where what your approach is and just make sure I'm understanding it. So whenever you went back and did your research, you said that the name was Yeshua, which was Hebrew, and they changed it to Jesus, which was Jewish. But what is your stance on whenever we have various translations within the Bible? Like, for example, if you were to pull up the Holy Bible on the YouVersion Bible app, there are so many various translations. And I feel like for someone who is just finding their relationship and trying to establish who Christ is, who the Lord is, who our Savior is, sometimes they pick a translation that is easier for them to understand so they can build their relationship with God. And once they are mature spiritually, then they're able to really branch out into something where God is able to impart more wisdom and knowledge into them. Do you agree?
Yes, but we have a lot of books that have been came from the Bible. You know, this is what I'm saying. In Egypt, we had over 700,000 books. We had a library of 700,000 books. They have been going around the world taking scrolls, taking books. Right now, we know that it's 66 books in the Bible. Am I correct?
Correct.
There are books that are missing that they refuse to put in there. okay? So that means if you're not putting all of the information, you're taking out what you want, you're putting in what you want people to believe. It's supposed to be 88 books. But if you go back and you see all this knowledge that was in Egypt, where the theologians, or whatever you want to call them, that was searching for information, they went there to learn about spiritual belief. Then they burned the library and took what they could. Right now in Rome, they have all these Egyptian artifacts. If they were about God, why do you have Egyptian information? Scrolls. This is deeper than most people think.
You're dropping some wisdom there, Sister Bessie, and it comes to where we have to really educate ourselves to really find where the evidence is. The proof is in the pudding. And if we don't have these conversations, then I feel that, you know, some people may miss out on that knowledge if they're not out there seeking, or sometimes you don't know what you don't know. But by hearing content like this, it may stir something up in somebody and say, okay, I heard this on the radio. Let me go do my due diligence and look this information up so I can make sure I'm properly educating myself so I know that I'm not being ignorant. I know that I am building myself up mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, really tapping into all that comes with it. So thank you so much, Sister Bessie, for sharing all of this information tonight.
All right. Thank you so much, sweetheart. I love you dearly. Could you tell us about your show, please?
Love you as well. The name of my show is called Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp, and my next show is going to be on September 27th.
Thank you, sweetheart. Much love to you. Now we have another track. Peace and blessings to everyone.
It's about that light.
Hi, peace and blessings. Caller number six.
Hi, peace and blessings. Congratulations to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Sister Betsy the Truther, on her ONE syndicated station all-time connection record with her 40th all-time and fourth consecutive, also her fifth all-time in the ONE Hall of Fame champions. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. And thank you to the listeners out there. That's a blessing.
Yes. Yes, I love you, Sister Betsy. I'm listening to the show, and I have some things that I want to chime in real quick. First, I do want to say I appreciate the topic. I've been researching this topic that you're talking about for over 20 years now. And
yes.
I want to ask your listening audience, who told the world that God was a man? And the reason why I say that is because, one, we have evidence left on the planet that tells us that God is a woman, because woman is the only one that can reproduce. And like you mentioned earlier, without the woman, the man wouldn't be here. Also, if you look at the words in the Bible, now it says that the words that are written in red are supposed to be God's words. But it's interesting because God, whoever wrote this Bible, this particular Bible, he had human emotions. So it was talking as if he was a third-party person, like he was expressing himself as a man or a mortal. Another thing that I had noticed when it came to the Bible, when I did my research, the first Bible was written in Pablo Latin by Tony Wycliffe. That was in 1603. Then King James, who was a gay man, revised it in 1611. Now, what's so significant is if you look at the names in the Bible, a lot of these names actually are coming from ancient Egyptian names turned into Caucasian names. So it startled me. Also, like you mentioned, all of the Bible comes from ancient Egypt. Whether people want to really accept that or not, but if you look at the Discovery Channel and the History Channel, white people are admitting that we are the original God. And a lot of them have came forward and said, hey, we lied to y'all. I actually had a full-blown conversation with an old white man one day, and he said, I'm surprised that black people are still stuck on the Jesus thing because we let it go a long time ago. We just used it for slavery. But if you tell, if a young person like me tell that to the black community, they look stupid. What is it going to take a white person to come out and cut? You know?
Yeah.
So it's time to get out of that spell. So that's why I asked, who told people that God is a man? He's a woman. It's a woman.
Yeah.
God is us, to be exact. But I appreciate you, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, my sister. Thank you so much. And I love your comment. I really do. And could you tell us when your show is coming on and what day? Date?
Yes, my next show will be Tuesday, September the 14th. My mind went blank. At 9:30. But I'm going to let you go because I'm busy. But everyone tune in. My show will be called Know the Difference, A Real Man versus a Baby Boy. Love you, Sister Betsy.
All right. Love you too, dear. Okay. Caller number seven, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Peace and blessings to you, Sister Betsy. This is Antonia Batson. How are you?
Hi, my sister. Oh, Antonia.
How are you doing, friend? You know, I heard so much on your line regarding religion and women versus men, if that had to be placed that way or vice versa. And in addition, the symbolisms like the sun and the fish that you mentioned. Well, if you don't mind my starting with what you said regarding the way that women have been treated, not overseas, where you had mentioned in some Arab countries being subservient and second-class citizens, as they used to call them, and things like that. You're correct. It is amazing how the hypocrisy shows them as being lovers of God and servants to God, but not treating another human being correctly You know, mm-hmm. they do say in a regular Holy Bible, love thy neighbors as you love thyself. That don't include only men, contrary to what some of them think, but it mm-hmm. includes everybody. And even in some Christian religions, in some sense, I've noticed some subservient indications that maybe some of them have not been caught up with certain things that are symbolic of men versus women. And mm-hmm. I would say men, if they knew that their daughter was being treated like a subservient slave, at least the average man, they wouldn't care for that, or their mother yeah. being mistreated by a man who thinks that she's not good enough, or his niece or his aunt or whoever he cares about. So if they stop and think about that thing, they should address the fact that they need to start rewriting the way history has had us to be pulled into religious beliefs versus yeah. Spiritual and or God-sent beliefs, if that's what they refer to it as. You know, and also I just wanted to say, in the library, a main library here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that is the United States of America, for those who are not sure where I'm calling from, mm-hmm. I would say there are a lot of books that are held in a certain semi-secluded place, and something that looked like a catacombs of the library, mm-hmm. familiar with it. I don't know if they're allowed to be used. I'm sure they're not allowed to be taken out of the library, but they're even more precious than reserved books, which mm-hmm. are normally known not to be checked out. Now, we yeah. have this technology era. The technology era had brought to us an opportunity to have books placed online, and I hear people who used to say, well, we're going to now have a different era, and everything is going to be on the computer and this, that, and the other. But there's mm-hmm. a reason why those books are preserved. They're handled with kids' gloves, as they say. You have to wear special gloves if you work there. If you go to retrieve a book, maybe for whatever reason that they may let someone look at them. And you can see mm-hmm. the workers held behind a special door that have different columns and different swirling staircases that take them mm-hmm. up to the next level. I'm yes. quite sure the Romans, they don't want their books to be preserved, burnt down like it has been known back several centuries ago. And yes. these books that they have then, they have certain intricate information that just might not only not want it to make the internet possibly, but they look at them as antiques, things that are preserved out of precious preservation for whatever mm-hmm. reasons that they are. So I can tell Sister Bessie, being an avid lover of books and had read for so many years, that she understands why they sometimes preserve certain precious books and do not intend on loaning them to nobody, mm-hmm. maybe offering as a reference while they're there possibly. But a lot of people don't realize in certain free libraries of here in America, occasions, maybe in the Library of Congress in Washington, which is the prime library.
Yes.
So considering that, we definitely may want to take into consideration books are not really going to disappear. We may have colleges, which I've seen, who have not one single book in their library. They have the computers and what have you. But
yes.
it makes you wonder, what is the purpose of them removing all of these books, and where are some of them? Are they actually preserved? Some of them you could get a lot of money for if they date back far enough and have certain information.
You know, Antonio, the reason why they put these books in private possessions, because it's hidden knowledge, and they don't want the masses to know the hidden knowledge. And, you know, and that's why I always spoke on the importance of reading a book. When you watch a screen, you're not exercising your brain. When you read a book, mm-hmm. you're actually exercising the left side and the right side of your brain. The powers that be do not want us to read. So that's why they went around the world stealing everything they can steal that was of knowledge to the people on this planet and kept them for themselves and gave us what they wanted us to have. This is why the world is confused today. My sister, mm-hmm. this is why we are so confused. But I thank you, Antonio. I love you so much.
I love you.
Fellow sisters.
Exactly. Oh. And peace and blessings to you. That's what I did. My show,
yes.
Called
yes.
Informational Guru by Antonia Bass. I've done my show for this month of September, this past Monday. Expected to do it, I'm quite sure, in possibly early October. It comes on the usual 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it will be on a Monday evening, typically. And real fast, the fish and the sun, the fish was known in the Holy Bible to be to represent an abundance of food so that people should not starve. The sun, it represents energy. And it's such a mystery about how the sun can give off glowing light and be responsible mm-hmm. for photosynthesis and things until it's important that they use symbolism to symbolize things and don't get it confused with the spiritual concept of God, because
yes.
after all, there are a lot of misconceptions and a lot of
yes.
things that may not come out in light, all behind the fact that people just confuse symbolism with other things. So thank you, and you have a blessed evening, Sister Bessie.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you. Peace and blessings to you. Well, world, you have, stolen information. You have stolen scrolls. You have stolen documents. And these people hold them in private possession. And I see Africa asking back for, their items. A lot of things have been stolen from Africa, and they're still digging today. They're taking the mummies out of the earth. They're taking the scrolls. Those things in Africa was considered powerful. All the little artifacts and things. Why do you think they want those things? Those things have power in it. That's the reason why they went all around the world in digging up indigenous graveyards to give them knowledge and to give them power. And to turn around and take that information and deceive the world with it. So I invite you to do your own study. To find out what are you worshiping? Where did a lot of these religions start from? That's what I invite you to do. And this is the last thing that I'm going to say for this evening. The ritual in the Roman church of the round wafer is the worship of the sun. On their magazine, it shows the wafer in the golden cup with the sun raised around it with the cross in the middle of the wafer. The members thinking they're eating the flesh of Jesus when they are eating or taking part in the worshiping of the sun. And the Protestant church is following the lead of Rome, worshiping of the prehistoric petroglyph of the sun. Is this the reason why the world is filled with so much wickedness? Because the religions of the world is worshiping the sun and not the creator? Think about this. There's a book you can search for called The Sun in the Church, Cathedrals as Solar Observationaries. The cathedrals and churches are solar observatories. That is the end of my show. And I hope everyone enjoyed the show. And I hope you would do your own research and worship the true creator in love and spirit and truth, not lies.
Well, first of all, Sister Bessie, one more thing we say. It's funny you said something that was very deep. We do have two other callers to come on tonight. But you look at the stained glass windows, right, Sister Bessie?
Yes.
And why, you know, they were part of the church. Because the sun illuminated them. And it made it feel like a, you know, just like a comfort because the sun was coming in there. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things going on with that. You know, there's a lot of different clues that are right in your church window. All right, let's take some callers. And the last two calls are going to Ngozi time. So, caller number 8. Go ahead, Sister Bessie. I see what you're doing tonight. Caller number 8, you're live right now with Sister Bessie and the front porch.
Hi. Hi. Peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with? Caller number 8, who am I speaking with? Peace and blessings.
Yeah, you're speaking to the master sound therapist and the master sound healer, Huni Baka Jun. First of all, congratulations, my mother's sister.
Well, you know, I know who you are now. I made a mistake earlier, but I know this is my brother.
Hey, that's okay. So, look, and you did such a great job. So, look, let me try to sum this up right quick. There's a difference between his story and our story, okay? When we had it in our hands, right, there was actually 7 main scriptures that was sent down from the heavenly realm to here, planet Earth, okay? And the first 4 came in one volume, even though they were sent to 4 different people, okay? Mm. And the first one was called Kitabul. The Sahufin. That's 100 pure pages. 10 was given to Adam. 30 was given to Enoch, the Book of Time. 50 was given to another one of Adam's sons called the Book of Sin. And the last 10 was given to Prophet Abraham. Now, this was long before there was a Bible as we know it today. Okay? All of them completed the Sahufin. The next one came in line was Kitabul Hikmah. This was a total of 19 books that was sent down by a prophet, a Midianite prophet, a descendant of Abraham, right? He received a total of 19 books, okay? So now, next came the Torah. After the Torah, you got the Book of Psalms. Then you got one of the books that the Nicene Council had to remove was the Kitabul Barnabia. Kitabul Barnabia explains who was actually crucified. Okay? And yes, who was actually crucified, right? And you also spoke about the last and the final prophet to come was the Prophet Muhammad of the so-called Muslim world. The next one that was sent down was the Book of Revelation that you can find in our Bible, the last book. That really should be the first book because it speak about the war that took place in the heavenly realm, okay? And if you look in the Book of Revelations, you see the Elohim. Ain't nobody in there called God. The closest thing that you can find that's called God is Gad. That actually means a troop. But the Elohim was divided 12 and 12. And the last book to be sent down was El Quran, 114 books. This is how we had it long before his story. Okay, so bottom line is, to sum it up, this is why melanated people will fuss, fight, and argue over religion because if I am a Hebrew and I say shalom or somebody else is a Christian and they say bless you in the name of Jesus Christ and another person who's supposed to be a Muslim that will say, Assalamu alaikum, all hell is going to break loose. Anyway, thank you so much, Mother, Sister Bessie. I love you, and there's a major difference, y'all. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Brother Huni. Can you give us the time and date of the show, if you can?
Yes, ma'am. My next show, I'll be speaking about love peace and soul, those three elements, when we had it, it allowed us or enabled us to rule ourselves in the world. That would be the 23rd of this month at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. I'm the host of We Will Aware You. Love you.
Well, first of all, I want to say, come on and say this before I do my guilty time. You know, this is a very, very important element of our historic legacy here at ONE Dynasty. I had the campaign manager on now for Sister Bessie the Truther. And this young lady is nominated in April for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. I will bring back on Sister Bessie after my Ngozi time. But now we're going to let Mr. Tara Strip talk about this young lady who has influenced his life. And then Ngozi time. Chairman?
Well, Sister Bessie, I just want to say congratulations on your connection record this evening. You are a role model for the other hosts that are on this network. You've been doing it well for over 3 years now. And I know you're an inspiration to me and to many others. And I just want to say congratulations. I'm loving the show tonight. I've been your cheerleader for you and getting nominated. That seems to be going as planned. So you seem to be having quite a year right now, Sister Bessie.
Yes, she is.
She's a superstar. So I just want to make a couple comments about the show tonight. I'm loving the topic tonight. We just heard the magic man give his jewels on the topic. I just want to say something about what you're saying. I am glad that you're putting out knowledge out there to help people to look and analyze further at what they've been following. And the reason why that is so important is because you were mentioning, I think you spoke to Ms. Amaris, and you were saying how books have been removed and they have been left out. We need to question everything, because when we don't, it affects our psychology and it impacts what we do. Spend your lives believing something that is not true, and we can see the fruit of it in terms of what's going on out here. You know, we need to hold people accountable. We need to hold our historians accountable, and we need to question everything, because you are absolutely right that there have been books that have been left out, and who's the one who's leaving them out? Who has the most to gain from that? We can't hold a blind eye and just go by and just say, listen, you know, these were inspired writers. Inspired by who? Inspired by God. This magical thinking gets us into a lot of trouble. It creates a lot of problems. You have 350 different denominations and religions out of here, all coming out of the same book. How do you have that? Everyone has their own interpretation. Everyone has their own transliterations. What you have is confusion. We have a lot of confusion, and trying to get back line of what it's really about and what we're to do about it is like a maze for people. So I appreciate you bringing that to the forefront and questioning, because we act like it's sacrilegious for us to question. You know, we must go inward. And we know stuff is not right. You know, when you see a document and it creates so much judging, sexism, racism, and all this stuff, and then you personify God as if he's an immature, petulant child, something has to be wrong. But many of us, we just accept this. You know, we just accept it, and we live with it. And we bear the consequences of it. So I am glad you are bringing up this topic. Because, you know, we need, many of us need to grow up spiritually and question. Because our lives, it is impacting our lives. So thanks for bringing that up, Sister Bessie. Keep doing what you're doing. You know I love you anyway, so, you know, everything. And my show is on the 28th. I don't know what I'm going to talk about yet. But my show is on the 28th, Terra Strength, the Know Your Right show. And just keep doing what you're doing, and congratulations. I'm sure you'll be nominated. And see you on the other side.
Well, okay. Wait a minute. She's already been nominated. You mean enshrined campaign manager?
You know what I mean, brother.
Oh,
don't
No, I don't. No, I don't. Because no one knows what you mean if you said on the radio. Maybe I do, but you got to make sure you're saying it right, sir.
All right, brother.
Bye, Terrence. Okay. Bye, Terrence. Okay, bye, Terrence. Okay. But bye, he is the campaign. He's the campaign manager for. He is the campaign manager for Sister Bessie. We're looking for enshrinement. Well, first of all, we're looking for election before enshrinement. Enshrinement comes at Only Honors mainly, right? Sister Bessie, December 7th. We're looking for, you know, outstanding situations for Sister Bessie. We want people to continue to vote for her. And I have, you know, a lot of wonderful, outstanding situations. And Bessie still has to be elected. And we want to congratulate her tonight, right, Bessie, on your 40th only syndicated station all-time connection record. For folks out there that don't understand this, that doesn't mean election, okay? It means that she still has to live a life that's clean, right, Bessie? A life that is imperative to a Hall of Famer. If Sister Bessie kicks somebody down the steps, she's not going to be a Hall of Famer. I'm just keeping it real, you know? But Bessie's a grown woman, so people understand that, okay? Wonderful things tonight, and she still has to be voted in. And that takes 7 people to do that. But I'm so glad that we are able to be here tonight and be able to see in light of day what Sister Bessie is giving to us. And that's outstanding workmanship, outstanding study and research. A person that pours her heart into every single show since May of 2018. What a long time, Bessie. You know, like Terry said, you know, over 3 years, you know, doing what you feel best to help, you know, your fellow brother and sister, sister and brother, mother and father, child, him or her, he or she, to be able to make them think, okay, wait a minute, there's something else. Have you considered? You know, that's one of the strengths of our great nominee, Antonia Bass. She always says considering. You know, that's a big word. It's a powerful word. And it's amazing. So for all the people, may continue to vote for Sister Bessie the Truffer. And we believe that she will be, by faith. October 17th will be here before we know it. And, you know, we'll know the call, right, Bessie? 3 o'clock.
Yes.
That day.
Yes.
And, of course, all the folks out there, congratulations again to Sister Bessie the Truffer on her 40th only syndicated station all-time connection record, her 4th consecutive. And tomorrow night we have no show. So we'll be right back on Sunday night with Tishel Janicia and, of course, News Forum right here on these only stations, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time. So, Damon Edwards is advertising the ONI, which is Ola Belly Ingalls Enterprise, Peace of Course, at www.lookingglassentertainment, WordPress.com, as well as Ingalls Prime Time 1 at Damon.com. We're Ingalls Time 1 for Twitter and Instagram, Ola Belly Ingalls Appearance, Google Plus, Ola Belly Malay Ingalls Facebook, as well as our business face, the front porch, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Donnie Griswold, my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, but yeah, Bessie, I got to say it, right? You allow me to say it. Also, I am the 2021 International Internet Ready Producer and Shrine for the Hall of Fame. And my name is Ola Deli Malay Wingos. He's saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there at Armed Force Radio that support us on the conference base tonight. And like I said today in the video, please, you want to vote for Sister Bessie for enshrinement? Please, please, please contact terrisstrength at gmail.com. That's terrisstrength@gmail.com. All right? And, of course, once again, and I hope this will be the last time I'll say this, right? We hope the next time will be elect. But, you know, numbers are numbers, right, Bessie? We give it back to the 2021 International Internet Radio Broadcasting Nominee, Sister Bessie the Truffer. We have 2 minutes left to go on the program.
Well, thank you, world. Thank you, everyone, for listening to me. this show was my opinion, my research, but it's up to you to do your own research. It's up to you to question. Not just be a follower. Question everything. Read the books to get your information. And I'm going to leave this scripture with you. For those that have hated me, I'm going to leave this with you. Genesis 50:20. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but the Creator meant me unto me good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. This is what Joseph said to his brother when they came back and asked him forgiveness. I love you. Peace and blessings to you until the next time. Keep your hearts together, love each other, and fight for the truth. Live by the truth. Peace and blessings. Much love to you. Thank you so much.